station.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Jeff has made a life of being himself, and look what it's got him. He's on a TV show at 12:30. You know what they used to put? Beep at that time.
Jeff Lutz.
Here's why I've gone vegan. It's not really like the milk or the eggs themselves. It's what milk and eggs are put into.
If you ask me, that stuff rots your brain.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jason Duda in today. I didn't even tell Max. We're here. We're doing the show this week, but the Royals have kind of taken over our airwaves. They'll be on after about an hour today. So you're in. Nobody knows it. How are you?
Fine. Thanks for that great introduction, Bob. That's fantastic.
Means a lot to you, doesn't it?
Means a lot to know that it doesn't matter if I'm here or not.
Well, no, it matters that you're here.
It's good. It's good.
Just I didn't tell Max, and so the intro was, and I'm sure he's, wait, what's going on here? But, you know, I got a lot going on.
Well, that's how we roll. It's just the way it is. No big deal.
Yeah, I'm not paid to get all the details correct.
Right? I'm not even going to lie to you. I didn't even really notice, to tell you the honest truth.
Well, see, I noticed.
Well, that's good.
That's
because
I watch out for you.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Or you just didn't want someone to tweet you or something saying, how come Jeff's not on the show? His intro was in there and dude is there.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
I think it has to do with the fact that you just didn't want to deal with anything.
You want to know how the picks went last week?
Oh,
are you up for it?
Oh, I can't wait to hear this. How come you waited till today to talk about the picks?
Well, I actually did pretty well.
Oh.
I had a 6-2 week, but I missed the bonus game.
Yeah, I did too.
Which cost me 6 points. So I, out of that 6-2 week, I garnered 21 points. Easily my best week of the year.
By far.
Jeff went 5-3. He missed the bonus game, but only for two. So he finished with 20 points, still comfortably in the lead in the overall picks. Jason Duda went 3-5, which doesn't sound too bad, but missed his 10-point bonus pick of Green Bay and finishes with 2 points.
That's not my lowest week so far this year. I had negative in week two, I think.
You did. Your bonus picks aren't going that well.
No.
They've cost you.
I'm down 10 points.
Well, there you go.
And I'll make that up this week.
Sure you will.
Absolutely I will.
Max went 3-5, missed his bonus pick, garnered 10 points total. And the big fella, Anthony, 5-3, but got his bonus pick. The only one who picked the Vikings. He did it for 10. We ridiculed the kid at the time.
We did.
And we should feel shamed.
I don't. I don't feel shame. You're going to miss him. It's part of the game. You can't hit them all. You're going to be wrong.
He got it right. And he's the only one. And 26 points to win the week.
Good for him. I'm proud of the kid.
Now, we'll make our picks this week, either tomorrow if there's no Royals game, or Friday, although I won't be here Friday. We'll have to figure it out.
You're not there Friday
either? We'll do
our
best to make it.
Man.
What do you mean either? I'm here every day.
You said you're not going to be there Friday.
Well, I've got a League 42 golf tournament Friday.
Look at you go.
Every year we do this.
Well done.
I think you played in it 1 year.
I did play in it 1 year. That was a long time ago.
That was a long time
ago. That might have been one of the first years you did it.
Yeah, it was at Sand Creek, as I recall.
It was.
I'm looking forward to that, as always. Supposed to be, man, the weather.
Perfect.
The weather right now just can't be better.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. I was at
Supposed to be in the 90s tomorrow.
Is it?
Yes.
Why?
I don't get it.
Why do they do that? Why does it do that?
I don't get it.
I got to go to a soccer game tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Well, that'll be nice and warm for you.
It's supposed to be in the 70s.
I don't know where you're getting that.
Yesterday was fantastic. I was at a tennis tournament all
day. 85. Tomorrow, the high of 94.
Oh, come on.
94.
Just stop.
And then back into the 90s Saturday. High 80s even into next week. When is this thing gonna break for us?
I don't know.
I mean, we need the... Now, the nights are nice.
Nights are fantastic.
The nights are good. 869-1240, that is the IHOP hotline. We welcome your calls. We had a bunch of calls the other day.
Why? What'd you guys get into? Oh, look at that.
Rose.
High of 49 back home for the rest of the
week. Oh, isn't wonderful?
That's fantastic.
Well, here, but this isn't, that's not your home.
Or my old home.
Yeah, but it doesn't really factor in.
The old land where I was.
It doesn't really factor in anymore.
It doesn't?
No.
I don't understand why it doesn't.
Well, I mean, when you visit your homeland, you don't even go there anymore.
Not really,
Think
no.
Think about that.
No, I don't get that far north.
So it's one would say, how much does it really have a hold on you?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know if we have time to dive into that. That would take days.
Hometowns are an interesting thing, aren't they?
They are.
And we'll get to the Royals. Their pitching is just so good. And I'm just in awe of it because they went out and built a pitching staff.
They did.
In the off season and last year when they acquired Cole Reagans. And here they are, one win away from moving on into the American League Divisional Series against the Yankees. And I got to tell you, how cool would the Royals-Yankees be? Those of us who follow baseball closely and were around, you were in Canada at this time, but in the 70s, the Royals and Yankees met frequently in the playoffs, and they were knockdown dragouts.
All of them?
Oh, they were great. Those were really, really legendary series between the Royals and the Yankees. You had Brett, you had Otis, you had McCray, you had all those guys. And then on the Yankees side, you had Reggie and Thurman and Chambliss and all those guys. And it was incredible. And if that happens, and I think it will, I think the Royals are going to take care of Baltimore. We'll read a lot about that.
Well, and I think if they take care of them, they got to win tonight. I think with Lugo on the mound tonight, or today, I guess.
Today.
An hour and a half.
3:30, first pitch.
I think they need to win that one. I think if Baltimore wins today, I think whoever wins today, obviously, if Kansas City wins, they win it. But I think if Baltimore wins, I think they'll end up winning it in three. I'm pulling for the Royals. I hope they can pull it off. We'll see what happens. But they need some offense. They're not going to win with some offense. Their offense has been terrible
month. Whose offense has been even worse than the Royals.
That's hard to imagine over the last 3 weeks to 4 weeks that their offense could be worse than the Royals.
I mean, they've been terrible.
I know they have.
For a couple months.
They have. I'm not arguing. But it's hard to believe that because the Royals have been bad. If you score three runs tonight, you're probably winning.
Oh, you might win three. Yeah, you might win by three. Seth Lugo, Zach Eflin today. Zach Eflin's been good as an Oriole since being acquired at the trade deadline. So that'll be interesting. But right now, you saw it on the faces of the fans in Baltimore yesterday. They're beside themselves. They don't feel like their team can scratch out a run right now.
Well, they can't. I watched the fifth inning, and then I left for like 10 minutes, came back to the house, and it was already in the seventh. That's how good these offenses are. Three up, three down. Three up, three down. Three up, three.
Burns and Reagans are pretty good.
Well, obviously, yeah. But it doesn't matter. Their offenses are terrible. If someone scores three, they win tonight. Plain and simple.
No, we'll see. We'll see if you're right. And, you know, you'll then escape away and nobody will be able to call you out on it.
No.
If you're not right. Although you are scheduled to be on the show tomorrow with the three-man booth.
True. So then you can call me out. There you go.
Then we can call you out.
But as long as the Orioles score more, then we won't have a show. So then you won't have to call me out.
Well, we'll have a show.
I got it all figured out.
We'll have a show tomorrow. This could be another short show. A real short show. Half hour show tomorrow.
Sweet.
Sometimes you wonder about yourself, don't you?
I wonder all the time. And then I forget right away, so I feel okay.
Yeah, you know, you're never bogged down in it.
Not really. No, there's no
point. It never brings you down.
Why would it? It shouldn't.
With me, it brings me down.
I don't understand
like,
why.
What am I doing?
I don't. What are you doing?
See, now you're going to get me all upset.
Well, don't get upset. Don't get upset.
Because I question it.
Have a
what
conversation. Just talk. It's okay to talk it out. Doesn't mean you have to be upset about the conversation.
We had a 25-minute show yesterday. What am I doing?
Why even come in?
I don't know. Tony wanted us to.
All right. Well, fair enough.
And we give the listeners 25 glorious minutes.
Probably the best 25 minutes of their day in a lot of instances.
You would think so.
I would know so.
And then they get ready and they listen to the Royals and everything's good. This is your home of the Royals, exclusively here on KFH. So you got that to look forward to for as long as they're in the playoffs. And Jeff, not quite gripping yet yesterday. He'll get the Guardians will get the winner of this Detroit-Houston series. Detroit up 1-0. This game in the second inning today, scoreless. The Astros aren't going to be an easy eliminated.
No.
Easily eliminated.
No, they're not.
They've got too many. They got too many veterans who have been through all this.
Well, they do. Plus, that Brown kid's pitched really well the last couple months.
And they can't go back to Tarek Skubal.
That's the problem. If they could have pitched him today as well as yesterday, you'd take Detroit.
If they had another Skubal, they'd be in good shape, but they don't.
Well, they got rid of Flaherty.
They did.
Are they thinking right now maybe that was a bad idea?
But you know, they were 6.5 games out of the wild card at the time. They were nowhere near it. They got a good package of prospects, and their starting shortstop right now came in that package from the Dodgers. So at the time, you didn't think anything of it. But as it turns out, yeah, they could probably use Jack Flaherty.
Probably. But for the future, I would have to agree. It probably is going to work out better for them making the deal. And who knows? Maybe that's why all of a sudden they turned it around.
And, you know, those are the kinds of things and decisions that make baseball the great game it is. I love following baseball. I love being immersed in it, deeply interested. I'm thankful that I have that.
Well, when it comes to trades and stuff, it's always interesting to look back. Normally, a trade like this, it would take 2-3 years to even go back and say, oh, remember when they got these prospects because they were out of the playoffs, they weren't interested in going. So they got Flaherty. Now look where they're at, and all of a sudden they got both. They got to the playoffs. They got some prospects. Like you said, they're starting shortstop. They still got Skubal for a long time. Detroit's looking pretty decent for the future.
Well, Jake Rogers had a big RBI hit for Detroit yesterday. And people think, well, that Jake Rogers, don't really know much about him.
No.
Didn't do a whole lot. But he came over to Detroit in the Justin Verlander trade that sent Verlander to Houston. So he was a former Astro that in there bites him in the butt.
There you go.
Those kind of things interest me.
I think they are.
That's interesting when that happens. So we got a lot of baseball today. The Braves, Michael King was incredible for the Padres last night. Just shut them completely down. The Mets scored 8 runs. There weren't a lot of runs scored yesterday. They scored 8 of them and beat Milwaukee. Now Milwaukee's back. They're against the wall at home. They got to figure out a way to win today or that series is over. And then, of course, you have the Royals and Orioles, two teams that aren't hitting. And I heard a debate today. Bobby Witt drove in the only run yesterday after Mikel Perez got to second base and scored on his hit. With Vinny Pasquantino on deck and two outs, would you have pitched to Bobby Witt there?
Probably not.
Hindsight's 20/20, but
it's easy to say now. But why would you have pitched to him when Pasquantino? It was his first game back in what? He missed the last 27 games, something like that. Is that not correct?
Yeah, he missed a bunch of games.
I'd take my chances with him rather than Bobby Witt.
I don't want Bobby Witt to beat me, and he beat him, and he had been 0-for-2 in previous at bats against Corbin Burns, and Corbin Burns is the type of pitcher doesn't care.
No,
Bobby Witt, Babe Ruth, let me pitch.
Yeah,
I agree. So you had that mentality,
right?
And if you trust your ace, you say, okay, go get him. But in hindsight,
I'd have put him on.
There you go.
I still think if it was yesterday, I'd have put him on. Two out, nobody at first. Garcia.
Corbin Burns might have punched you in the mouth, but that's okay.
Well, that's why you do it from the dugout. Then he can't reach you. It's very simple.
Exactly.
Don't walk out there and tell him that's what's happening.
Exactly.
Just motion for four. Get him to first.
So we'll talk more baseball here in a minute, but NFL, the Detroit Lions are starting to look like the part. They ripped Seattle on Monday night and got a big game out of a lot of guys. Jared Goff looks fantastic.
Oh, he didn't throw an incompletion.
That's crazy.
18 for 18, that's not bad.
That's crazy. And they're fun to watch. And what do you think? Are they your?
I like
four
Detroit
weeks
to start
in. Are they your team?
I picked Detroit out of the NFC to start
with.
You did? Because we were going over it, and it was either San Francisco or Detroit. I went with Detroit. Detroit should have beat them last year. San Francisco, and look at them now. McCaffrey's probably not even going to play. Debo's been hurt.
Don't say that.
It's a mess out there. It's an absolute mess. Everybody who in their fantasy drafts who picked McCaffrey,
they're
happy. Oh, sorry, I forgot that was you.
And I also picked Pacheco.
Yeah, so your running back situation's
it's awful.
It's terrible.
No, you like it. You're over there.
Do
just
I play you this week? That'd be great.
Practically.
I'm excited.
Laughing.
I'm excited. It happens. It happens. It's not your fault. I mean, I would have never picked him first, but
really,
it's not, no.
Why?
I had first pick in another draft, but that was no better because I took Hill. And with Tua out, I might as well.
Yeah, great pick.
He's on the bench anyway, so what's the difference? See, you don't know. You don't know.
Well, listen, I like to win in fantasy, but I got no shot with those two guys being out. I just I can barely keep my – I got good receivers.
Well – But you got no running backs.
I got a pretty good quarterback until Josh Allen kind of fell flat this week, but I have no running backs. Montgomery's okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
He's a platoon guy in Detroit at best. Got a touchdown.
Well, he's platoon, but they still get a ton of work, him and Gibbs.
Yeah, I mean, he's okay. And I got Kenneth Walker who...
Oh, what do you... You got Walker still and...
Yeah, I got Walker and Montgomery.
Did you have Walker in last week?
Yeah, I had him in.
It was only worth, what, 3 touchdowns, 80 yards?
You know, I didn't, but even so, I got beat.
Well, you can't.
How did I get beat?
Well, I don't know who you're playing.
And somebody, I can't find it on this stupid app.
I keep trying to pop it up. Sometimes it comes up, sometimes it doesn't.
This is the dumbest thing, Virgil.
I don't know what happened.
Rip into Virgil for me.
It's just Virgil's trying to do his best. He's helping you out, so I'm not going to rip into the guy because he's doing it all for you.
Well, I don't. I want you to rip into him.
I'm not going to do that.
I can't even find the score of my most recent game.
I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to find it.
I think I've got a way to make it happen. Okay, week four. Match of week four. Well, I got you this week.
You do have me this week.
Week four, I lost. Wow, I came back pretty good in that game.
Did you win?
The guy I played scored 134 points. That's hard to beat that.
What'd you end up with?
I had 116.
Oh, so not bad.
Not terrible.
Not bad.
Thanks to Kenneth Walker. Actually, my running backs...
They were your highest. Yeah, they were. I don't know. That's why I don't know what you're complaining about in the running back situation.
Josh Allen was terrible. I actually had a good week, but how do you beat a team that gets 26 points on defense?
Yeah, that's tough.
And 33 points from Nico Collins. Anyway, that's for others to worry about. I'm not going to worry about it. I'll beat you this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. What do you want to put on that?
Well, let me look at your team, because as far as I know, your team's not all that.
No, it's not. Not at all. I got Hill on this team, too, and I'm thinking of putting him on the bench.
You got Daniels, which is, I think I'm starting to trust him.
Yeah, you were laughing at me when I took him and said he was going to be my starter.
Moss and Kamara as your running backs. Moss?
He's fine. He's not going to blow the doors off. I also got Josh Jacobs.
I got three people with buys this week. I'm in trouble.
You want to concede?
No, I'm going to
the week right now.
I'll figure it out. I'll put together a ball club.
Detroit
doesn't play this week, and I have Jameson Williams and David Montgomery.
Oh, that's too bad.
All right, let's get in a break. Max Power is back in the studio, as always. We'll be here till about 3 o'clock today, at which time we'll go to the pregame in Baltimore with the Royals Radio Network. Back in a minute.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Name one thing that bothers you.
When something goes wrong with the car, because I have no idea. But then I just call, we got a buddy that's a mechanic, so.
Yeah,
it's not that bad.
So you use him?
Yeah.
That poor guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's, yeah.
I hope you pay him.
Of course I pay him. All the time. That way, when I call, he gets me in. A little extra here and there doesn't hurt, especially when you have no idea what you're doing.
Well,
you understand?
This is a particularly interesting point of our life, my life, with my wife, as we're going through a kitchen remodel and dealing with a lot of other things. And when you get to be this age, which you're not yet, but you're...
Oh, I'm climbing the ladder.
You're not really... You're 20 years away, which is a long time. But the 20 years will go quickly.
Well, yeah, the last 20 went in a hurry.
Of course they do. Once you get into this adult stream, it picks up speed.
Oh, crazy.
The kids stream lasts forever. It feels like.
I don't know.
It seems like you're a kid forever.
When you're a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like the weekend seems to take like 3 years to get to Saturday night when it's Tuesday.
Like when you're in fourth grade, you can't even imagine someday you're going to be in high school. And it seems like it's never going to get there.
There was no way it was ever going to be the year 2000 because I was going to be 25 years old. That's what I remember.
Well, there you go.
That was 24 years ago.
But then it all gains momentum.
Oh, it's bad.
And the years fly, and you're not even sure what happened in a particular year.
No, I'm that way now. This last year, I don't know where it went.
And but, I just wrote another check to our remodelers and acted like, I just do this all the time.
Pretty standard.
Let me sit down and write this.
Here's another one.
Here you go. Here's my latest.
Yeah, don't worry about adding it up. It's there.
Crazy.
That's the worst. Like, that just never seems to end. It'll never end.
No.
And even when you finally think you got things done, then something else happens.
And I'll be happy. I'll be proud of this new kitchen. It'll be cool. But, man, here's Ralph. Hello, Ralph. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Hey, I got a question for Duda. I mean, I know he's proudly Canadian and proud of him for it, but I would hope that his musical interests at least include Burton Cummings and the Guess Who and some of the music they did during their time. Does it not?
He could not guess who the Guess Who is, Ralph.
I don't know, goodness. And not to be that guy, but I don't know who Burt Cummings is either.
Burton Cummings.
I don't even know his name. Is he Canadian?
Right, well,
of course he is.
Oh my goodness! Yes, I've got an assignment for you. There's a song they have, speaking of guilty pleasures, called "So Long, Bannatyne." I want you to go listen to it tonight and tell me it's not one of the 10 best songs of all time. And that's all I have. Hope you're having a great day.
That's good.
Talk to you later.
Well, now that's a good call, because that intrigues me.
Intrigues.
I don't know that song by the Guess Who, and I consider myself to be a quasi Guess Who fan, because I listened to a bunch of their music when I was a kid into my teenage years.
It's a great album, Bob.
Say that again,
it's
Max.
It's a great album, Bob. It has Rain Dance, Sour Sweet, She Might Have Been a Nice Girl. It's a great album.
I've heard of three of those songs, but I hadn't heard of that one. So I'll go listen to that. And that brings to mind what could be a good segment or two about songs from popular bands that maybe people don't know in the mainstream.
Okay.
Now, you would hate that segment.
Yeah, I mean, I would sit through it if I had to be here.
You wouldn't have your headphones on. You wouldn't be listening.
Well, I wouldn't understand what you guys are talking about. Let's just be honest. No clue.
When Ralph said, "Surely you know of the Guess Who," I knew immediately that was false.
Is that who the Burton?
Yeah.
Who's the Burton guy?
Burton Cummings is the leader of the Guess Who.
Oh, I thought that he was just a singer of. Oh, so he's in the Who.
He's in the Guess Who.
what? What are you getting so mad about? I'm asking.
I don't know. Just
calm down.
Stuff like this irritates me. You said it irritates you when your car goes bad. It irritates me when people don't know of highly popular, famous bands. I mean, there was a time when the Guess Who was A-list.
Good Canadian boys.
But you're not listening to me.
They're A-list.
I mean, they were incredible.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm happy for them.
I don't think we've had Burton Cummings on our show. I don't think.
Do you need me to call?
Have we, Max?
Oh, no.
Max,
that'd be super
sure.
Excellent if we did. No, we haven't. Future Bob's holding.
Here's a Future Bob.
Oh, okay.
Who Jeff believes I will be in two or three years. But if I was you, Future Bob, I'd take that as a compliment. What's going on?
Of course, Kris Kristofferson died the other day, and
I doubt that Duda knows who that is.
Oh, okay.
Kris Kristofferson,
the
Duda?
Actor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, the
thanks.
Actor and singer of the Highwaymen. It was him and Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, right? Or am I wrong on that?
Yeah, that's right, and that's a pretty good collection of talent.
Yeah, sure is. Yes, sir. I couldn't remember
Kris
whether
Kristofferson,
Johnny Cash,
of course, more famous for songs he wrote than songs he performed.
Yeah. Right.
But one of the all-time great songwriters.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all. For you and your wife's knowledge, why don't you go over to Kingman, Kansas and go to a good restaurant over there, Jerry's Restaurant on the east side of Main Street. That's good eating. Okay, thanks.
All right. We'll look into it. Thanks, Future Bob.
Future Bob.
Now, do you buy into that?
Into what? Future Bob?
That's going to be me in a few years.
There's a chance. Why not? Future Bob seems to be a pretty happy guy.
Here's what I've said many times. I enjoy the heck out of Future Bob.
Why wouldn't you?
He's congenial. He's homespun. He's got a fascinating drawl. I like the way he talks.
See?
I like the way he thinks.
That's good.
And next time Jeff lobs kind of a semi-insult his way, I'm going to punch him.
Are you finally going to actually do this?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Because you've been talking about it for a long time, and it hasn't happened yet, which is kind of disappointing. Because everybody would like to hear that.
We're starting to get our mojo back in some of our callers.
I love callers.
We're starting to get that. Back a little bit.
Callers are the best. I love hearing everybody else's opinion.
Well, I started.
Sure, don't
I'm
need to
best.
Hear yours. No, you're not. In your head, it is, but it's really not that way.
Why do you insult me?
I'm not insulting you. I'm simply stating the facts of life, sir.
All right. What do we have on the... There's hardly any good college games this weekend, and there's not really any good NFL games this weekend.
No, not really.
Buffalo-Houston, but Buffalo really stubbed its toe. This is not a great weekend for football. How am I going to come up with 9 games to pick?
I don't know. Jets-Minnesota should be okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
That one should be all right. I don't
know the Jets.
I thought the Jets would be decent, but they look terrible. Their offense looks terrible.
They're terrible.
Why? Their offense was almost better last year with Zach Wilson.
You know I'm not a big Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I know you're not, but they haven't looked good. When you lose at home to Denver and you score 9 points, that's a problem. That's not a little problem. That's a problem.
And you lose to a quarterback, Bo Nix, who is almost inept.
He's not that good.
His parents ought to go out there and say he can't play here.
You think
that's so? That's how bad he is.
I don't think his parents will say that.
Has a parent ever intervened and said he's not ready?
No, I don't think so.
Well, if they were going to, that would be the one to do. What do you make of the Chiefs being 4-0, having outscored their opponents by a total of 20 points? They've won 9 in a row, in which in those 9 games they've outscored their opponents by an average of 6 points per game. How are they able to do this? Because they are not always the team that looks the best on the field.
No, and everybody thought that they'd be a lot better. They looked like they were going to be better this year. Then Pacheco's gone. Rashee Rice is now
gone. Hollywood Brown was gone.
Hollywood Brown is out. We're back to where we were saying the Chiefs are going to be terrible. Then they win the Super Bowl. They got Mahomes and Kelsey still there. Worthy's going to have to do a little bit more. He's going to have to.
He had a touchdown the other day.
Yeah, but he's going to have to do more.
And then Kareem Hunt comes out and does pretty good. Haven't played in... Everything they do turns to gold. They just have that Midas touch.
Do you think that they go and try to get Adams? I don't see Vegas trading them to the Chiefs.
I do not. I don't think they can fit it in their salary
cap.
Sounds like he wants to go to either the Jets or the Saints.
Derek Carr or Aaron Rodgers, right? Makes sense.
I guess.
But it's funny that he just happened to pull a hamstring on Friday.
Yeah, he gave up on us. Gave up on our team.
That's what he did. I thoroughly believe that that's exactly
and
what
I
happened.
And I say us. I have deep empathy for the Raiders and their fan base. Which means I guess I have some empathy for me because I still check them out. I'm not like I was a year or two ago. I've kind of washed my hands of this nonsense, but I still check them out.
Fair.
They'd have lost to the Browns after losing to Carolina, how do you even have a franchise if that happens?
I don't know. I don't know, but the Raiders are the Raiders. What other team can you just continue to say that year after year and everybody understands it? The Raiders are the Raiders.
They're the same year. They're the same every year.
Every year.
Now, once in a while, they'll get to 9 wins and sneak in a playoff appearance. But most of the time, they're in that 6 to 7 to 8 win area.
Haven't done anything.
They don't really do anything to excite you.
Their offseason picks aren't that great.
They got a good tight end this year.
Oh, Bowers like. Will be good.
I'll give them that.
But who's throwing them the ball?
They got to get a quarterback.
Is that bad? Why is that bad?
I just want to know so badly how your wife does this.
Does what?
How she deals with your nonchalance and your...
It should be easy. Shouldn't it be easy? Well, I'm glad. If you're going to enjoy it, that's great. I don't have to enjoy it. If you enjoy it, then you should be happy.
I just think no, that's so disconnected from everything.
Why?
People want connection, man.
It's just music that but I'm music, not a huge...
Music
I'm not,
connects us in a way that very few things do.
But I've never been a big music guy. So I understand other people
Did
are.
Did your parents have music on in the house when you were a kid?
No.
No?
No.
What'd they do?
Well, when I was really young, all they did was yell at each other.
Then they got divorced?
Then they got divorced. And then they were divorced.
Did either of them like music?
My mom liked music. My dad thought he liked music.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know.
I've never seen you think this.
Well, I'm trying to think like this if hard. If actually we were at home and there was just music on, and I can't think of a time where there was music on. I don't know. I can't. I have to say that I.
My mom had
don't remember.
Music going all the time, all 20 hours a day. I don't know when. The turntable we had in the living room was constantly in use. And I had a little one in my bedroom, and I had that one going most of the time.
And see, that's my wife. When she's doing something around the house or whatever, she usually has music on. It's because that's the way she's always been.
She sounds pretty normal.
You guys would have, if you started talking music, you guys would be, like her and her brothers would be like, what's this song? And they play like, you hear like a second of the song and they know what it is.
Oh, I'd love that. Can I come to the next?
Sure. You show up reunion? And I can go somewhere else. That should work out.
Where
just
would
fine.
You go?
Oh, I'll find a bar with a game on somewhere or something. Downstairs.
How'd it go with the Clates the other day on the show? Travis Clayton.
It was good.
New assistant coach for the Thunder.
He's coming. He should be here, I think. From what he was saying.
Well, they start training here quick soon, don't they?
I would think they would have to. Yeah, it's the beginning of October. I would think this weekend.
And their season right around the corner.
Well, normally it starts about the third week in October.
Well, my goodness, that's week, right
so
here.
A couple weeks. Yeah, so it should be pretty soon.
Well, there you go.
So we'll see how that goes.
Good to have Clates back in town.
Yeah, good to have the Rooster. See what happens.
Of course, Clayton and Duda, they were the Mays McCovey of the Wichita Thunder for a long time.
For a long, long time.
Who were the other duos? They were the Mantle and Maris.
Same
giving
thing.
You a little too much credit?
I don't think too much. I don't think too much, no. I don't think that you could keep going if you'd like.
I'm trying to think.
Hard when you got to think.
It is difficult. They were the band.
See, it's hard. You're looking
it's
at me
to think
saying
of those duos.
How do you get there? I don't know. I don't have an answer for you.
They were the Drysdale Koufax.
There you go. That's who I was thinking
of the Wichita. Anyway, I think it's cool that Travis Clayton at this stage of his life.
Well, I had to remind him, and I even said to him on the show, I said, "Do you realize what you've gotten yourself into?"
Well, I hope they're
and
a good
he,
team.
He kind of paused, and I said, "Well, like unless it's changed, but usually the assistant coach and the media guy got a room together on the road, so he's got Malzy for all those days on the road, on the bus together up front. Like, he didn't, I don't think he thought this out. Poor guy. Should have probably gave me a call.
No offense to our very good friend Jason Malls, but I'm not rooming with him.
No, that's tough. That's really tough. So he said
maybe he thought it would be tough to room with you. Have you ever thought of that?
Well, that's probably why we didn't room together. We're smarter than that.
So you didn't have to room with him.
We didn't. Did we room together on the road?
Well, you were an assistant coach.
I did room with Malzy.
Okay.
I did. That's why I brought it up. I had to put up with Malzy for years.
Well, he had to put up with you, too. That couldn't have been easy.
It wasn't bad. Not then.
I don't know.
I mean, I'd take him out, buy him a beer here and there just to see how he was doing.
Malzy's been with the Thunder for a long... We're talking about Jason Malls, their media relations person. He's been over there now a long time.
Yeah.
As has Joel Lamerno.
Yes. They've been there for...
Man, they've been there forever.
Well, Joel was there before I started.
Oh, my God.
And that was in 96 I got here. So Joel's been there for 30 years.
That's incredible.
That's crazy when you think about it. Especially for a minor league franchise.
Especially for a minor league franchise. So Thunder will get going here shortly. We'll talk about that in a future show. Tomorrow here, again, we're not sure. It's really going to depend on what happens with the Royals and Orioles. If the Royals win and they sweep that series, we'll be back here tomorrow with a full show for you.
Full 2 hours?
We'll load it up. We'll have the three-man booth. It will be such a good show. If not, if the Orioles win today and we go to game three, we'll be here for 25 minutes, and I'm going to mail it in more than I've ever mailed anything in my life. Can I just say that?
Yeah, absolutely. There'll be three of us mailing it in.
Yeah, for 25 minutes.
What are we going to talk about for 25 minutes? How are we going to fill 25 minutes?
I don't know.
There's no way we'll be able to do it, not knowing we can't talk after.
No, we can't. We won't have... It'll be so discombobulated.
We might just have to play a game.
Yeah, there you go.
And Jeff can bring a game.
Jeff will bring a game. If it's a three-man for 25 minutes, we're just going to play a game.
Just a game. It'll be unbelievable. You have to tune in.
I don't know how you could miss it.
You shouldn't.
You should set your watch to it.
Set it for 1:59 so you don't miss the opening.
So, one way or another, we'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for listening. We're taking it to the Royals, Baltimore. KFH, your exclusive home of Royals baseball. We'll see you tomorrow.